5. Evolution, Karma, and the World of Sentience. The question, what is life, regardless of how it may be framed, poses a challenge to any intellectual attempt to develop a coherent worldview. Like modern science, Buddhism holds the basic premise that at the most fundamental level, there is no qualitative difference between the material basis of the body of a sentient being, such as a human, and that of, say, a piece of rock. Just as a rock is constituted by an aggregation of material particles, the human body is composed of similar material particles. Indeed, the entire cosmos and all the matter in it are made from the same stuff, which is endlessly recycled. According to science, the atoms of our body once belonged to stars far away in time and space. The question then is, what makes a human body so different from a rock that it can support life and consciousness? The modern biological response to this question turns on the notion of the emergence of higher levels of properties corresponding to higher levels of complexity in the aggregation of the material constituents. In other words, modern biology tells the story through an increasingly complex aggregation of atoms into molecules and genetic structures. The complex organism of life emerges simply on the basis of material elements. Darwinian evolution is the conceptual underpinning of modern biology. The theory of evolution, and in particular the notion of natural selection, provides the big picture of the origin of diverse life forms. As I understand it, the theories of evolution and natural selection are attempts to account for the miraculous variety of living things. The spectacular richness of life and the huge differences among the many species are explained by the scientific idea that new forms are created by the alteration of present forms, with the added idea that those features best suited to a given environment will be passed on to subsequent generations, while those features not essential to survival die out. These theories describe, I've been told, what Darwin himself called a descent into the multiplicity and complexity of all forms of life from an original simplicity. Since all living beings belong to evolutionary lineages stretching back to a common ancestor, the theory stresses the original interconnectedness of living beings in the world. I heard about the theory of evolution when I made my first trip to India in 1956, and it was there that I was exposed to some of the theoretical aspects of modern biology. But it was only much later that I was able to speak to a real scientist at length about Darwin's evolutionary theory. Ironically, the first person to help me understand the theory more fully was not a scientist, but a scholar of religion. Houston Smith came to see me in Dharamsala in the 1960s. We spoke about the world religions, the need for greater pluralism among their followers, and the role of spirituality in an increasingly materialistic world, as well as some more esoteric reflections on possible areas of convergence between Buddhism and Christian mysticism. However, the topic that struck me most was modern biology, especially our discussion of DNA, and the fact that so many secrets of life appear to lie in the mystery of this beautiful biological string. When I count my teachers of science, I include Houston Smith among them, although I'm not sure whether he would himself approve of this. The exponential rate of progress in biology, especially the revolution in genetic science, has radically deepened our understanding of the role of DNA in unlocking the mysteries of life. My own understanding of modern biology owes much to the counsel of great teachers like the late Robert Livingston from the University of California at San Diego. He was a very patient teacher who peered intensely through his glasses as he explained a point, and a passionately caring man with a deep commitment to world nuclear disarmament. Among his gifts to me was a plastic model of the brain with detachable labeled components, which today sits on my desk in Dharamsala, and a handwritten synopsis of the key points of neurobiology.